Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Lynn.
Hello and welcome to Everyone is Terrible. I'm your host, Hollywood Lynn. It's my favorite day of the week. Welcome to the podcast where we discuss all the terrible things and people we see on TV. It's St. Patrick's Day, so I hope you're feeling lucky. You know, the only thing Irish about me is my goodbyes. So if we're out drinking, partying, and I leave in the middle of whatever, just know it's for two things, McDonald's or a man. Speaking of men, we have our guest today on Everyone is Terrible, TikToker Jordy Cray, because he's Cray. What's up, Jordy?
Hi, thanks for having me. I'm excited.
I'm excited to have you. We have lots to talk about. Have you ever been to Miami?
I have not. I've been to Naples, which is, you know, right across, like 2 hours, but I have not made it to Miami yet. It's on my bucket list.
That does not count.
I know.
Oh my God. Miami is its own paradise. Anything outside of that is just Florida. And that's a whole different ball game. We're talking about Real Housewives of Miami today. We're talking about the scandal on Vanderpump Rules. We got some terrible TV recommendations. Like I said, it's St. Patrick's Day. Any plans for St. Patrick's Day? Are you having green beer later?
I try to avoid going out. I just, you know, try to be safe. And plus, I'm like in my 30s now. I don't have time for that shit.
I'm from Vegas, so like, yeah, we definitely know.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I love Vegas.
Vegas is super fun, but it gets old, the partying and everything. So like you said, it's a whole new ball game now, guys. We're in our 30s, and there's no crying in this baseball game. Let's get started. For my terrible TV recommendations, you guys, Top Chef is back. And it's like the All-Stars version. It's like, you know, when RuPaul brings all the winners back, like that's basically what it is. But with, you know, chefs. It's set in London. Padma is fabulous. Have you read Padma's book?
No, I love her though.
She's fabulous. But when I read her book, it was very eye-opening. Like she's very organic when it comes to talking about growing up and like what she went through and like how she found love. Like she was kind of the other woman for.
Oh.
Yeah, it was really like she was very open and honest about it. I don't
know.
Did
she know she was the other woman?
Oh, no, she knew she was the other woman. Like she talked about being the other woman, but she was like, I never slept with him until like they were officially broken up. But like it was crazy because like the first time they met, he was still married and he flew her out to like Paris or London or something. And she's like, we had separate hotel rooms. Like it was just, I don't know. When I read her book, I was like, y'all, there is like layers to everyone. So you just never know. You never know.
Yeah, maybe I don't love her.
Well, you know what? People are very, very much opinionated on everyone else's marriages these days, like infidelity. Yeah. It's a witch hunt. It's the crucible all over again. Get them. It's the witch hunt. You guys, Halloween is not for like another 6 months. So everybody calm down. But, you know, speaking of, let's get into the scandal on Vanderpump Rules. Like, personally, I used to, like, watch the show, and I loved it. But the last season I watched was when Jax and Brittany were on. And it's not that I stopped watching because they left. I just could not take them anymore. They were so terrible. And plus, they all hate me, and I hate them. They literally, I'm blocked on every fucking account that Jax has.
What did you say to him to get you blocked? Actually, I mean, I love that, by the way, but what did you say specifically that got you blocked?
What didn't I say, honey? Katie Maloney is like so terrible, in my opinion. Jax is terrible. Brittany's terrible. The only one I really love is Kristen because she is fucking phenomenal TV. And James.
Did King. You like Stassi?
I did like Stassi. She used to get on my nerves because she's such a spoiled brat, but I do love Stassi.
I haven't watched the show in years. Either. I got tired of them pretending like they were still poor and because they haven't been poor in a very long time and it just got everything got really redundant and I haven't watched in a while. I'm sick of Vanderpump Rules and all that shit. Like I was fine with it the first like 4 days because stuff was coming out but now like I mean, it won't stop. There's stuff
it won't
out.
Stop.
But I probably will check out like the end of the season though, just to see this play out. Because Andy said it's like really good, but we'll see.
Well, it's because they're adding on. They like they, you know, they sent the cameras back out there, and they're like, "Bitch, get the fuck out there! Go to Robertson Boulevard right now." They're going to be on Watch What Happens Live next week. But you guys, I'm sorry, I'm getting lost. So what's happening is basically, if you don't know, you've been living on fucking Mars with the aliens who are coming, by the way. They're like spaceships all over the fucking U.S. Pentagon is like confirming. I'm scared, you guys. Independence Day is coming. I'm still traumatized from that scene in Signs when like the alien walks by.
The birthday party, yeah.
Yes, and all the little Mexican kids are screaming. You guys, Tom Sandoval and Raquel, aka Rachel, James Kennedy's ex, the dumbest person in America. I think she's pretty, like, she's dumber than that girl on the pageant that was like, I believe that the U.S. doesn't need maps such as South Africa, as in such as our educational system.
Everywhere, such as.
such as. Unpopular opinion, you guys. That bitch played all of you. And that bitch was a fan. And now she is the motherfucking star of the fucking show. Mm-hmm. Send it to Daryl. Whatever, Lala. Don't act like you didn't suck dick for a motherfucking Range Rover. Jordy, what are your thoughts?
Oh, my God.
What are your thoughts? Because, like, I'm going to get vicious right now.
I mean, you're right. She did play everybody because she was a fan. And now she is essentially that bitch. Maybe not in a good way. But I heard that she's probably, like, I heard that she might not go to the reunion, which I think would be a huge mistake. Everybody needs to be there. Even Kristen, actually fly everybody out. Fly Jax, Stassi, bring everybody back and let's just see this shit go down. That studio will be lit in flames.
Please bring bodyguards, but it's going to be amazing. And I think we should bring everyone, including Kristen. Suck a dick. Like if I had my own Watch What Happens Live right now, I would be playing suck a dick, like the little soundbite. God, I love Kristen. But you know what, though? That bitch called it from the beginning. Do you remember when she told Ariana? Like, she was like, whatever, Ariana, you can fucking have him. He is the fucking best liar in the whole world. Go ahead and wonder where he is at night, bitch. I'm just like, Kristen told us. And
you win not ever being sure if he's telling you the truth. And you win sharing a bed with the best liar that I've ever known.
Mm-mm.
Suck a dick. You guys, the whole thing with Tom, though, is like, I don't understand why everyone is so surprised. This fucking show is so incestuous. Like, they've all slept with each other. They all know what each other's dicks, cocks look like. Lala's went down on fucking Ariana. Like, you know what I mean? Like, come on. Like, we all know them intimately, too. We've all seen Jax Taylor take a shit.
Yeah. It's true. Well, I did like the clip of her saying send it to Daryl. I thought that was hysterical. And I did see the clip of her talking about Garcelle's son and saying how she wanted someone to do something to her pussy. What she said something like that. I thought that was pretty funny. I don't really know her like that anymore. Yeah.
Well, she's not the same. She's not the same. And obviously she's been through a lot and my sympathies for her, like in that sort of sense, I'm not a monster. I love Lala, but she just kind of gets on my nerves. And there's a theme here, you guys. We're going to be talking about this throughout the entire fucking episode. I don't like it when people try to act like they're not a certain person. In the words of fucking Rena, own it. Like, fucking own it. Own when you have a fake ass, Larsa. Own when you're fucking wrong, Alexia. And Lala, own that you motherfucking have been that other bitch. So don't even try to act like it, girl. I do love Lala that she's very loyal and stuff, but Raquel has been putting her in her place all fucking season. It's been hilarious. Even though it's slow and delayed, she's like, I wouldn't let you around my man, especially if we were drinking. Raquel's like, good thing you don't have a fucking man. I'm telling you, Raquel, you guys, Raquel duped all of you. She duped all of you. This bitch is now motherfucking Stassi on the show. You know what I mean? She was like, Schwartz is boring. I'm going to go for Tom Sandoval. I don't know. Who would you choose out of the same?
I would rather hook up with Schwartz. I would choose Schwartz for sure. Not Sandoval. No.
But what if his penis, though, has a reputation for not working?
Who, Schwartz?
Yeah. Katie told
us. I can make it work. I'm not worried.
Well, we haven't had a scandal like this since motherfucking Tiger Woods, apparently, you guys. Like, we have nothing going on but to pay attention to Vanderpump Rules again. And, you know, all the Johnny Come Latelys are all starting to come out of the works. Oh, everyone loves Vanderpump Rules all of a sudden. It has sucked for years, you guys. Let's get into the 305. Welcome to Miami. Bienvenido. Ami, yummy. Me, this is my first season watching. I was what? Friends with. Yes, I know. Okay, it's not I haven't seen it before. Like, of course, I've seen episodes, you know, how can you not, when Mama Elsa was on, like, I've seen episodes. Yeah. I just haven't seen like the seasons full all the way through.
Season two is amazing with the fight with Adriana and oh my god, Joanna.
I remember Joanna though.
Yeah, they like fought like physically.
Shut up.
Season two is amazing. You have to watch it.
I might have to do a rewatch. I'm intrigued. Yes, I love a good physical fight. Like, better than the Candace and Monique fight?
No. No, not better than that. But it was still a bit of a scuffle. Yeah.
Ooh, I love a scuffle. I came across Jordy's TikToks and he was fucking cracking me up. And I was like, you know what? I need him on because we both are so fucking fed up with the arguments on Real Housewives of Miami, because there's no like valid arguments. Like, you're like arguing with the brick wall or like with Dumb and Dumber. Let's talk about the very beginning, the episode that introduces to us to everything that's unfolding, the Lisa episode with Lenny and how it started.
I was not surprised. I've been watching since Lisa joined in season two. I'm not surprised that her and Lenny were having problems. They've been having problems even back then, that he was cheating on her. I don't think she was blindsided. I'm not buying that whatsoever. I think they were having problems for a long time. I think that she is, I believe that she's sad, obviously, but I think she's more sad about that she's losing the lifestyle than the marriage, if that makes sense.
Yes, honey, I'm from Vegas, so I know a cocktail waitress when I see one. And wasn't she picked up in Vegas by Lenny?
Like, She was. Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, honey.
It was still hard to watch, though. I believed it. I do believe that she's sad, but I don't believe that she was like, oh my gosh, you know, I had no idea, you know, that this was coming. She had some idea. I mean, come on.
I definitely have to say, as someone new coming in to watch it, I was immediately drawn in. I cried. I felt completely horrible for her. We've all been there. Mm-hmm. And like, the whole thing with the ladies is like, I love how they try to act like none of them have been there before. Like, bitch, haven't y'all been all divorced before?
Yes. Yes. Yes, they have.
Like, you guys, why are you guys being so motherfucking like, okay, like, to just skip all the way forward when Alexia was like, this is why Lenny has treated you the way, because I'm a star.
This is coming from someone. Didn't her ex-husband cheat on her with a man? Was it Herman with other guys?
Obviously, we saw the flashback. Married? We saw the flashback. And I had me dying, because we're going to talk about Adriana. The thing about Adriana, she just has the worst timing ever. Motherfucking time. Like talking about, she like, Alexia is telling on herself. She's telling everyone, oh, he's gay. He went to the grave with this secret. Like, I married a gay man. Like, she's already telling the story. Here comes Adriana. Well, at your funeral, I heard that he died inside of a man. I'm like, I'm dead.
What a way to go.
Bitch, was he topping or was he bottoming? That's what I want to know.
God, I don't know. yeah. And then Adriana even said that, you know, you disrespected him and his family by outing him. And then she said, they disrespected me. How did his family disrespect you? We never covered that, because she like, they moved on really quickly. But I would like to know how Herman's family disrespected her.
There's no such thing. I'm telling you, she argues with no logic. You know what it is?
Yep.
She argues the way we used to argue in high school. Like, we all used to be like, the cholas would be like, bitch, you're just jealous of me. We're like, oh, you're jealous of me. Like, bitch, no one is.
I'm blind.
You guys are fucking 50 years old. What are you guys still jealous of each other. No one's jealous here, okay? You guys are both on TV. Terrible.
She does. And so I, from since I'm a season one watcher from season one, I will say I used to love Alexia. I think that she's one of the most resilient people. And the fact that she said they hate on me because I'm resilient, Alexia, your resilience is the only admirable quality about you at this point, because everything else sucks. She used to be great. I used to love her. I used to feel for her. I've cried with her, but I don't know if she's feeling herself too much now that the cameras are back in her life, but she, it's, she's insufferable.
She oh my is. God. The way she argues is so terrible. If you say anything, she just fucking murders you right there. When Lisa was like, look, I get what you're saying, but like, oh no. If you believed in yourself the way that I did, Lenny wouldn't have done all the things he did. I'm like, what? It's
awful.
And you hear awful. Everyone in the background, oh, no, no, stop it. My favorite is Gertie in the background. When they were, like, arguing about the Frankie thing, Gertie in the background, oh, no, no, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
No. No, 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 no. I know. I'm fucking dying. I love Gertie. If I'm anybody on the show, yeah. I'm Gertie. Motherfucking
she girl. she has some good moments. She has great facial expressions.
She's great. And I love like her and her husband. Like I would like if I was gonna be
he's
one
hot.
Of them, he is hot. He is hot. What do you think about Kiki? Because my favorite moment of the whole season was when they asked her, do you think Lenny is like Lenny's capable of cheating? Like, do you is this something in his character? She's like, yep.
Yep.
I knew it from the shape of his head. I was dying. The shape of his head makes me think he's up to no good. Look at that egg shape.
She's hysterical. She brings great like comedic moments to the show that helps balance out the darkness that her ex-baby father is a registered sex offender.
I saw your TikTok. Speak on it.
So for her to come at Adriana saying, oh, let's talk about the father of your kids. No, let's talk about the father of your kids because he filmed. Why did Peacock and Bravo film this guy knowing that he's a registered sex offender in Florida? I thought that he just had the drug charges back in the day, but I had no idea that he was a sex offender.
I thought he was.
Why did they film with him?
Yeah, I just thought he was a cocaine cowboy until I found out.
Me too.
From your fucking TikTok that he's a registered sex offender. That's fucking disgusting.
It is. He shouldn't be on TV. And why did Alexia did you peep the clip in yesterday's episode where it was unseen footage where Alexia told Julia that she's more part of the LGBTQ community than she was?
And how the fuck is that possible, bitch? You're straight.
It's not.
Just because you married a gay guy means you're part of the no. How are you going to tell the first lesbian Real Housewife that you're more LGBTQ than her? Get the fuck out of here. Once again, you're not arguing with any kind of logic.
That was insane. It made my head hurt.
Speaking of delusional, let's talk about, okay, so we have, obviously Alexia is nominated for Most Terrible, but let's talk about who else is nominated for Most Terrible. Motherfucking Larsa with her fake ass. She wishes she was Kim Kardashian. How are you going to tell a doctor, bitch, whatever, go get a real job? Bitch, you sell your feet on the internet, and Nicole is a real fucking doctor. What are you talking about?
Larsa just doesn't own it because Larsa looks good. That's not, like, the question. I think everybody can agree that she looks good, but just own it because no amount of squats in this world can produce that ass. So I have like my own like theories about it. I don't even know if this makes sense, but her body looks just like the Kardashian. So if she admits to getting it done, I think that would be kind of her admitting that maybe the Kardashians get it done because the Kardashians don't admit that they got, you know, their asses done either. So I don't know because they clearly went to the same place.
Yeah, no, no, no. Like it's everything you're saying is so true. Either she signed some serious NDAs or she's got some shit on Kim or they got some shit on her. But like, apparently she was talking to Tristan before Khloé was. And then all of a sudden Khloé was on vacation with him. Like, I don't know. It's like Vanderpump Rules, but with the motherfucking Kardashians, bitch. Like these athletes out here. And I don't know. I can't relate. I got a flat booty. The athletes just look right past me.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leanne.